BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, our listener Jamie has an issue with those people, you know who you are, who just wait outside the toilet cubicle at work. As we all know, a pressured poo is not a pleasant poo. Also, more pop stars do great interviews abroad. And if you ever wanted to hear Ed Sheeran's Shape of You in German, I've got it for you. Oh, and it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Hello, it's Scott.
Good morning, I'm Scott Mills.
Yeah, Chris has just found a clip of me which is going around on social media from 1998.
Oh, 88. It's so good.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's Scott Mills, you want to get through to our phone system.
I'm guessing I'll be playing that in a few minutes.
I'm going to get some clips right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on then, get it over with.
No, listen, it's a mark of respect that so many people are talking about your radio career in such a positive way. But it is mad how you used to sound, isn't it, compared to now?
It's really, really fast.
I've got some bits, in case you haven't seen this. This is doing the rounds on social today.
Right. Can I... Right, I'll pay you not to play these.
No, come on.
I get my card out now.
No, you went through... How much? You went through my Facebook recently and picked up bits from that. This is the same back. So here is Scott. You were covering Zoe Ball in the mornings. In the morning.
This is, right, shut up. This is like my fourth day at work at Radio 1, okay? Just bear that in mind.
Aircheckdownloads.com.
Oh, this is the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show with Scott Mills in the Zoe till 9, and, well, who knows after that?
Oh, God.
Cheer, please.
Hey! Why are the people cheering?
Why does everyone react so quickly as well?
Can I have a cheer, please?
Can I have a cheer, please?
Do it now. Can I have a cheer, please?
Hey!
Oh, it's like the 90s.
Oh, well, but I said it myself. It's 20 to 8, Brandy and Mace.
What is that voice?
It's really... Hi there.
Good morning.
And on top of the world. Okay, Paul Saunders on the M25. His biggest surprise is actually getting through on the new Radio 1 phone system.
No, I can't bear.
I'm very sure of myself.
I'm sounding really confident, but I'm actually really scared.
You know what? I'm much funnier than you. Can I have a cheer, please?
Something really awful and smug about it. Not anymore, please.
Oh, the reference to Carling in this is extraordinary.
Remember that bloke on Friday who gave his mate that West Ham ball? He said was actually signed by the team, but it wasn't signed by the team at all. It was signed by all his mates.
There's people going, behind you.
Can I have a cheer, please?
Like in Parliament. They're just agreeing with everything you say. Why?
They're yes people.
That's right, yes.
And he had it in this big glass cabinet and he was so proud with spotlights on it.
What's that?
It was a fake ball. Well, thanks to Mike Flynn, who is head of sponsorship at Carling, they've just sent us this letter. He says, this guy's obviously a true Hammers fan and a sponsor of the Carling Premiership.
We no idea what I'm talking about.
Much better. So please pass on to him the enclosed signed West Ham ball, which I promise is genuine. So now he's got something authentic to put in his display cabinet.
Yes, that's right, Scott. You're amazing.
Can I have a round of applause, please?
I can't bear it.
Oh, there's so much more. If people want it, I'll do more, but really up to them.
Can I have a cheer, please?
Anyway, here we are in 2020, and we've got music from the 1975 coming up, and also Halsey. And do you remember yesterday we were going around the world with Lewis Capaldi? Shall I do the voice? Well, coming up, we've got some more pop stars that have been interviewed abroad. That's coming up. Can I get a cheer, please?
Yeah, can I have a cheer, please?
Cheers! Thanks very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I have a cheer, please?
Thank you. Can I just say, this all comes with love and respect. You are one of the nation's finest ever broadcasters, and that was a different time. Ben's tweeted us, say, I need more Scott Mills covering Zoe Ball many years ago. Mad to think I was 5 months old.
Yeah, Emma's tweeted us going, yes, we do need to hear Chris on the radio from back then.
Listen, you're trying to force this agenda. You're all over social media at the moment because of this clip from you in the past.
Yeah, but we've got clips of you, but you don't let us play them. There's two different rules.
Here's the difference. The clips of me from my past are awful. I'm just bad. This is good. It sounds like such a different time.
Sure, Jan.
Do you want one more?
No, I don't.
No, honestly, because I think it's great. We're celebrating you. One more?
What's this?
This is you doing some showbiz goss.
Radio 1, done 7:40.
Right, no, I'm not having that. No.
Scott Mills.
Do you want anything from the show for the gap today and Bumbleo Wednesday? That's happening just after two. Let us know. Anything from the show? Like a little clip from back in the day? Let us know. 81199. Maybe something that's happened this week. Not clips of me from the 90s. Thanks. So yesterday, we were playing clips of Lewis Capaldi being interviewed in Germany, Sweden, Norway and France through an interpreter. Would you like to hear Anne-Marie being interviewed in France?
Oh, yes. Oui.
Ask yourself this question. Does this guy want to be any more French?
Quel plaisir de ouf. Quel kiff d'être à côté d'Anne-Marie. Bonjour, Anne-Marie. Hello.
Bonjour.
Okay, so I'm going to try in English. I don't know if my English is good.
It's okay, good. It's
Elsa
very
good. Elsa is here if my English is not very good. So, your single 2002 is available like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Your album Speak Your Mind
mm-hmm.
is like a huge success everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I love you. I love your album. So Thanks. Don't worry. Your family. There is Alarm on this album. Mm-hmm. There is a Ciao Adios. Okay. Friends, AV. My favorite is like Bad Girlfriends.
Yes.
I love that song.
Yes.
I was at your concert in France. In life, this is amazing. I don't know what you do with the
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know, but... Okay, c'est pas. Make it do.
It's good.
So, the tour has continue. The tour goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And so, everything is okay for you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop that because I've just realised that in France, they don't bleep out any of the songs and there was Friends playing underneath. So, anyway, that was Anne-Marie in France. I was so shocked the first time I heard French radio. Were you?
Because
they leave it all in.
It's fine there, isn't it?
It's absolutely fine. Over to Germany. Sam Fender. They love him there. Here's Sam being interviewed in Germany. Notice how he really dials down the accent.
Ein leckeres Getränk, nette Gäste, das kann doch nur auf ein Flens mit sein. Hallo und herzlich willkommen heute bei mir, Sam Fender. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Did you know that you will become a professional musician, or when did you decide?
I think I hit like, I was playing guitar when I was about 10, 9, 10, 11. And then by the time I was 13, it was like... I was quick to kind of realise that it was the only thing that I was good at.
That's not his voice. Really dialed down.
It's weird hearing him like that.
Over to Denmark. What's this? Some traditional Danish music here, guys. Here's Anne-Marie being interviewed in a Danish forest.
Hey, what up? I'm just going to do the first bit in,
okay.
in Danish. Hello, Isa. Warner siden. Welcome to Bay. Det her er min nummer to dag på Skanderborg. Jeg er lidt træt, men det er Anne-Marie ikke, så nu skal jeg snakke lidt med hende og hygge. Anne-Marie, what up?
Hey, what up?
Welcome to the forest.
Thank you.
You have never been here before, have
no.
you?
No.
No.
It feels nice.
It is.
What a weird life pop stars have. One minute you're like here at Radio 1, the next minute you're in a Danish forest. It feels nice. Also, do you remember yesterday we found someone you loved in Spanish? While in my YouTube rabbit hole last night, might have found a version of Shape of You in German.
Oh,
are you
wow.
keen?
Yeah, I want a bit of this.
I love these so much. Go.
Der Club ist der falsche Ort, um jemanden zu finden, ab in einer Bar.
Yes.
Ich und die Jungs an dem Tisch trinken Shots und sehen nicht
Shots.
Mehr so klar.
On. That's not ooh ah ooh ah ooh ah ooh ah in German.
Must be.
It can't be. It's ooh ahs are the same.
Ooh
ah.
No,
no ooh ah
in German.
It's
Must
not.
Be.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Actual fact, Little Mix can do quite a few of their songs in Japanese. They learnt it for their Japanese fans.
Oh.
Listen to this. Cheer, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it, mate. Come on.
Come on, it's needed.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Here we go. Stop working now. For 3 minutes, stop working. Get into Bumbleo. First, we have a bit of Chibuddy G for Claire near Pitlochry.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chibuddy G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my murk. Say, come on now, jump in my work. All the aunties singing, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body.
Everyone!
Why, oh, why? I'm in love with your body.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
I'm in love with your body.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
I'm in love with your body, G.
Good times. He did that live for us on the show. Craig in Hereford wants this bit from Inyo Nabingo.
We're going to start with BBC Radio Cornwall. And I think listener Margaret may have messaged the wrong show here.
Oh, hang on, we just had a text message here. My name is Margaret, and I have a lovely pair of thick beef curtains.
He's in.
Now, you can't stop me with beef curtains.
Peter Crouch there on Inyo Nabingo. And for Rhys in Plymouth, the I Love Horses song. Gets better with time, this. Shut up.
Good morning.
I love horses, they're my friends.
For Sam in Huddersfield, when Chris was calling from the UK.
Hello, sorry, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Adam, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, Adam. Yeah, I'm calling from the UK. I just want to check the name of your business. What's it called again?
Yeah, it's Four Play Cycles with a number four.
Four Play Cycles.
That's right.
And you're a bike shop, right?
We are indeed a bike shop.
Oh, I thought so. Well, yeah, I'm calling from the UK. Your bike shop's quite famous.
Okay.
What?
That's nice to know that we're quite famous.
Oh, you're in the UK as well. Sorry, we've just done... Sorry. This takes some explaining.
Michaela in Penrith. Remember this classic bit of Jordan North?
Mark Rutsonson.
A little bit of a delay in his headphones.
Mark Rutsonson.
Robbie and Toaster wants this bit from the American News.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
Stella and Bishop Stortford wants this bit of Gemma Collins.
But what I don't understand is my dad don't talk Welsh and I don't talk Welsh. I do know one word, crimew.
Which is?
No, I don't know that word.
When you drive into Wales, there's that red dragon on the green flag and it says crimew.
You mean Cymru.
That's
Cymru.
It.
Yeah. Cymru.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Cymru means Wales.
Oh!
Chips the plumber in County Down wants this stag do guy.
So, just got back from the greatest weekend of my life. The greatest weekend of my life! It was so much fun, it was amazing. It was, basically it was Johnny's stag do. What a legend.
Tyler from Keighley wants Nathaniel from Bangers that time.
Massive.
Yes, Nathaniel. Go on, me and Nathaniel.
This reminds me of Goose Fair when I was about 15.
Yeah, man.
Outside the waltzers, just banging it on bare chicks and all that.
And for Terry, with an I, in Southampton.
Spawns is my full night, like.
Is it?
Yeah, I love spawns. I love it.
Can we all stop saying spoons?
Do you know what spoons is?
Yes.
Where the spoons?
Yes. Stop it.
Nicole there from Pontypridd.
Bambolea, yes. Bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, Bambolea.
Here we go then, 81199, where are you? Louis and Billy, both straight, delivering food in Plymouth.
Halfway through the week, isn't it? This is why we do it, we have a little dance. Halfway through the week, people, we can do it. Hello, Adam and Abigail, driving back from Gatwick to Norfolk.
Dan and Ipswich, bye. Really enjoying the gap today.
Hello, Stephen in Suffolk. 5-star gap, lads. Gives him more stability.
Luke the postie in Cornwall, hi. Tyler from Keighley, yes. Chris Strait in Motherwell. What's your name? What's your preference? Tom Bay in Norwich, hi. Joe Gay in Devon.
Hot Tub Jack in Nottingham. He's put brackets straight. This is the lad who's always in a hot tub whenever we do Bambaleo.
On a Wednesday afternoon at 2:15.
What is that life?
Lottie in York doesn't say.
Bambaleo!
Joanne in Fareham, straight. Matt's not sure in Preston.
Bambaleo!
A Jelly from Barrington, working hard in the workshop.
Here we go.
What a legend.
I love the hairy prawn.
Jack with his dog Diva, Gay, and his boyfriend Kieran. They're going fishing this weekend.
George in North Wales.
Jack from Northampton, hi. Well,
hello.
Chester.
Yep. Sarah in Shrewsbury.
Alfie Hello. Straight in Truro, waiting to load his van.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get to bangers. Hello, Holly in Norwich.
Hello, London.
Hello.
Hello. London calling.
Hello.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Not a lot. I'm going to be working, and I've got my brother and cousin coming around to see me and my boyfriend later.
Oh, nice. Cooking food, are you?
I am cooking some nice, tasty, delicious food, yes.
What are you having?
Chicken. Not the most tasty, but you can do a lot with chicken.
Hey, going back to the whole, hello, London. You know in Eurovision when you give the scores?
Yeah.
Who's doing that this year? Do we know? Or is it up for grabs?
I don't know.
Are you doing it?
I don't think it's me, no.
That whole, like, it's the UK here.
Yeah, they go, hello, London. And you go, hello, the UK calling.
It's such a yes. mad one, that, though, isn't it?
Because 200 million viewers, actually.
Exactly, like... huge audience, and then am I right in thinking that you're just in front of a green screen?
Yeah, you are, of London.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the big wheel. What's
Who do
that
we
called?
Want?
The London
Surely
Eye.
It should just be whoever's been our most prominent British export
well,
that
it,
year.
In recent years, Nigella did it and Richard Osman. So who knows?
Yeah. It's massive though. No one's going to turn down doing that.
I'm saying Prince Harry this year would be awesome.
Prince Harry, I mean, it would be good. He might turn
yeah,
it down.
Well, come down, come back for it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Holly, who do you normally pick on bangers?
It's a mixture of both of you, I'm going to be honest with that. It depends.
Depends That's on cool. the song, right?
That's cool.
Well, yeah, and also how nice you are to me.
Okay, well, are we being nice so far?
I think you're doing fairly nice, yeah.
As if we could ever be horrible to call
oh,
us.
Oh, I like Holly, she's
We love
awesome.
All our listeners. Okay, right,
Thanks, Chris.
Here's what I've got for you.
Oh.
Are we actually singing? That's a good
yeah.
sign.
Nice.
Katy Perry, Last Friday Night.
All right, Holly, that's Scott's choice. You can have my banger today. What a banger it is. Holly, I feel like we've bonded already. But we could have an absolute moment with this. This could be awesome. This is Avicii levels.
Man, you hit me with a Avicii.
Yeah, oh, no. It's on. Well, it could be on. It's up to you. Tune.
Oh, God. You know what? They're both actually... they're both great songs.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Which way am I going to go? Who knows? Well, I know, and I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
The way I'm going to go is I'm going to go with Chris with Avicii.
Yes. Fair play. Nothing will beat this.
Radio 1 Screen Time.
My first question is, what up, dorks?
Hey.
What
up?
Listen to me, Ali Plum, talk to ludicrously famous film stars from career-defining moments.
Talking about the industry with Al Pacino was really one of the highlights of my career.
To the hidden secrets of the industry.
Put a little bit of witch's brew in their drinks. I was like, you will cast me.
Radio 1 Screen Time with me, Ali Plum.
He hasn't got the accent or the voice.
Thanks, Tom.
But he's got the energy.
Available to hear on the BBC Sounds app.
As Annie Mack once said, if in doubt, play levels.
It doesn't rhyme. I thought it was going to be if in doubt, dun, dun, dun.
Cut it out.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
if in
Kick
doubt.
It out.
If in doubt, play levels, is what she said.
That's not. All right.
She means like on the dance floor, you know?
Mm. It's more like if you need me, play Avicii. So it needs something like that.
Okay, well, you tell her that it doesn't rhyme. Good luck with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If in doubt, level it out. That's better, isn't it?
Yeah, that's way better. That's the one. Who's that from?
James in Epsom. Also, Herbie the Farmer. Chris from Hull. Loads of people. Is that an actual phrase, if in doubt, level it out?
Don't know.
Think it might be a farming phrase. Young farmers, let us know on 81119. I know you're listening there on your John Deere or other tractors, which are available. You know, on this show, we don't just like to entertain you or try to. We also throw our doors open anytime if you need our help. And people, it's surprising the amount of people come to us. Like, if they're in a problem or if they've got a situation to solve, the first people sometimes they think of, I know, I'll drop a line to Scott and Chris. I don't know why, but they do and have done for a while. If you've got anything that you need sorting out, we're here. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Who's that?
Hi there, it's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. How can we help?
Lovely. Well, I had an issue. We have a unisex toilet at work, so it's just one toilet. And every time, there's people that wait outside the toilet. So when you go in, you do your business, like a number two, you come out and bang, you make eye contact with someone and you know what's happened. They're going to find out what's happened.
Right.
And I just didn't know if we needed to ban waiting outside unisex toilets in the workplace.
Jamie, this is mad. What are you've called us for a work-related issue here.
Massively, yeah.
What are we expected to do in this situation?
Well, you know what? When I had this problem, I thought the only people that can solve it are you two. I didn't know if you two had already dealt with the issue and you had an answer. But I've also just taken up with the management. So I thought it's a bit of a taboo subject.
What do you mean you've taken up with the management?
We have like a monthly meeting, so I just brought it up to her. I said, this is my point for the meeting. I think we should ban standing outside toilets. Yeah, because it's not a nice feeling for me. And I don't know, it can't be a nice feeling for them, but there's repeat offenders that continually do it. So I don't know if it's if they're getting something out of it.
Jamie, listen, like, yeah. If you need to go to the toilet, then you go to the toilet. And if there's one toilet, then there is going to be a queue outside. What are you expecting people to do? Like,
I don't know, but this is the other idea that I've got. It's getting a red or green light system on top of the toilet so they can see whether or not to go. But I don't know how they get that desperate that they have to wait outside. Surely you have the feeling, oh, I need a feeling. You've got sort of 10-minute gap before it gets.
No, Jamie, what's going on here? I have this as well with a particular member of staff here. You're
sure.
Just in sync with someone. It's mad.
Who?
Every time I go to the toilet, he's in there. So what we've established is that we are somehow in sync. And there'll be people listening right now in offices that always end up in the toilet at the same time as another person. It's like a pool party.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know who you're in sync with on
811. Yeah.
Thing is, right, like you've been on a plane, Jamie, right? There's always a queue outside, you know?
Yeah, but that's a different situation. This isn't work. You're in the work environment. I work with these people. I see them every day. And just that moment of I can't even explain the feeling. I don't think there's a word for that feeling when you clock eyes and you know what's happened.
Yeah. See, there was a terrible situation.
Shame.
shame. There was a terrible situation in the old Radio 1 building.
Oh, it was the worst.
Okay.
Those toilets were a death trap.
Yeah.
And
Rihanna. Do you remember Rihanna?
No, and also Katy Perry. Well, what happened with Rihanna?
Wow. She nearly walked back out because you had to pass those toilets. Do you know the mad thing about the old Radio 1 toilets is the lock on them was so dodgy.
So dodgy.
That you'd have to leave via the window, which often. Luckily was on ground level, but you'd crawl out the window and through the other toilet. Remember Fern? Yeah. She used to kick off massively because they were unisex toilets.
Oh, yeah, she used to go mad at it. There was a small window which I had to climb out of about three times while I was actually on air. Because got stuck.
And you'd go through the other toilet
yeah,
and come
to
back
get
around.
Through.
It's
and
mad,
then
it's madness.
An awful time when it was like one of the first times Katy Perry came to Radio 1 and I knew what I had done in there and she was waiting right outside because the other toilet was out of use. So there was only one available and it was a terrible situation. Because you know,
was that when you climbed out the window or
did you
go out there and make eye contact?
I walked out and she was just stood there going, hey! And I was like, hi, yeah. But then I knew what she was walking into. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your whole traffic light system's massively flawed, though, just to round this off.
Why?
Well, you've got to face it, because otherwise it's chaos. What people? Because otherwise, instead of queuing, you're going to have a situation...
What about a ticket system?
Well, ticket system...
Like in the supermarket when you go up to the deli counter. Do they even still do that? Is that a who?
I think it's got
a who as well. Yes. yeah, they don't do that anymore, do they?
Jamie, how can we help you? Like, do you want us to start a campaign or what?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe we should see how other people feel and if it is a problem or if I've just got to deal with it and on with it. Because I did bring it up to the other work colleagues and there was a feeling of, yeah, it isn't right. That's why I thought it was a taboo subject, because all these people have been thinking about it and never said it. And maybe I've just broken silence on it.
I still don't know what he wants, but we'll throw it out there.
Yeah,
just put it out there, see what happens.
Any other ideas? Any sympathy for Jamie? Or do you think he's talking nonsense? Let us know. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Michelle says, I'm totally in sync with a lady in my office at work every day, waiting outside the door for me. At work, my work, we have serial hand triers. The red lock sign isn't enough. This is from Kaz. You know when they try the handle when you're midway? It's not okay. This is why I always say, don't do a number two at work. My boyfriend is all about that. He can't do it at work.
Right.
He has to wait. Or a stranger's house. Can't do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Definitely going to watch the one show tonight.
Why?
Because they're joined by the UK's funniest married couple. Just see. Can we get them on?
What? Why?
Don't know. John and Lucy Beaumont plus the Pussycat Dolls perform live. Now, I've just been downstairs for a bit of fresh air and I saw that Nicole Scherzinger is doing a bit of rehearsal for the big one show tonight. Full rehearsal there, vocals and everything. None of the others to be seen.
So she's the only one doing the sound check. Can I propose that as a build, actually?
What
they do is they get all the guests involved in the final performance with the Pussycat Dolls. The happiest couple and the Pussycat Dolls will perform at the end of the one show.
So, yeah, the UK's funniest married couple and the Pussycat Dolls all do react.
Yes.
I don't understand why none of the other girls are involved in the rehearsal. That's just so weird.
Scott Mills.
Right, I'm getting hundreds of these now. It's really catching on. Everyone's sending in their emails from work. You know, the ones that you get, like, they're not important, but they always say on them, important. Really not. But they're sent to all of the staff in the whole company. Here's another one. I'm not naming the company. No names given here.
Good day. Just completed the regular clean and just melted a little. No, it wasn't my middle-aged pelvic floor. It was the site of some fabulous labelling. Just a frosty little update. Out-of-date items and mouldy food will be binned regardless of labelling. On the whole, though, great work, Snowfolk. Be cool. Kind regards.
You're commenting on the labelling.
Passag that.
Really passive-aggressive.
Don't put a be cool on the end if you're going to be like that.
Scott Mills.
OK, we're back tomorrow. We've got a Who game as well.
Yesterday, just before Jordan started his show, he had a little bit go at your timekeeping, which I kind of loved because it was just funny seeing someone have a little bit of a dig like that. It was funny.
Yeah,
it was nitpicky tease about the timekeeping. I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much.
Help me. Quite early there, Scott Mills. Losing your touch.
Come on! Come on!
Losing your touch. I love it.
How?
I sort of like it. It's brave.
You know me, though. I do pride myself mostly on my timings.
I think you should both box. Like, let's settle it. Man on man. Skin on skin. No, but we should exact some sort of revenge at some point. I don't know what that would be. Or we can rise above it.
No,
No, we can do either.
No, I like the revenge.
We are petty.
We are. Yeah, I just had a little go at my timings there. Said I'm losing my touch, I believe the phrase was.
Yeah.
We're going to play Rex Orange County, but do make sure you hear the start of Jordan's show.
BBC Radio
1.
BBC Radio 1.
I grew up, you grew down, we found out.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Would you like your microphone on now?
Oh, you.
Say please.
Oh, you.
Bow down. Set.
Bow down.
So childish.
You absolute set.
Loop.
I am. My heart is sunk. Do you know on Sunday night I had my radio anxiety dream as well where nothing would work?
That just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible.
You were like, what, 3 seconds early yesterday? I just don't want you losing your touch, Mills.
I understand that. I
get it. Getting complacent.
I get it. Yes, that is exactly what it is. It's a bit of complacency and I wouldn't have it.
Right.
So you're right to call it out. However, your radio stress dream, which I have a lot, just happened. I have it about the chart when none of the numbers work and then none of the songs work. Horrible.
Oh.
And a new entry at nothing.
Yeah, mine's basically when none of the buttons work and I can't speak. And I'm like, why can't anyone hear me?
Apparently, it's a common radio presenter dream.
We will keep your microphone on now, though.
I just,
fine.
Yeah, we just decided to turn Jordan off for a bit. I couldn't even look at you. They were like, look at him. I was like, I can't. Awful. Anyway, carry on.
I need a brew and a lie down. Thanks very much, boys. Right. You was actually a second light there,
right,
by the way. Just a second. So, come on, Mills, you're better than this. Welcome along to the show. It's Jordan in for Grimmie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1, including the Ho game.